Bye.
All right. You ready to introduce me?
Should I stop recording or we should keep going?
Never stop recording.
All right.
So says I, the quadrilogue.
All right, so no opening thing?
I have seen many galaxies. My quadrilogue army have killed millions and lost millions ourselves.
Yeah, you killed them by boring them to death with your fucking four melds.
When my wife, Corindria, lay in my arms on the quadrilogue deck of the deck of my quadrilogian ship.
This is good help.
She looked me in the eye and said, Craxulon. I said, yeah, we don't waste your words. Catricula, her name changed. And I said, I and the quadrilogue army will fight for you.
This is the molecular saga.
It was the year 478Q. I was on the moon of Riptor. The Riptorians had built a massive wall to start the Quadrilogian armies. Painted in my war paints, I held Catringalog in my heart. As I raised my laser spear and said, you are the Quadrilogians! It is I, Craxnor! I defeated the beast of Zindar 5, and they rejoiced. And I killed the beast of Zindar 7, and saved the beast of Zindar 8, and no world stops me!
This is the molecular saga with...
I never thought my brother Kringdar would betray me. The crystal ship was never meant to fall into his hands. A deft pilot, though he was.
Tell us more about the crystal ship.
Can we start the episode?
This is Go to Hell Podcast.
When I flew the crystal ship, it did not yield its secrets to me. Though my master, Rimtar, told me I would unlock them, he lied. He died an old fool.
This is the...
But it was I who became... King of the Quadrilogues!
Yeah,
you can start. I won't do it again. It's fine.
No, you're definitely gonna.
The joke's done. It's fine. I might do it later in the episode, but I did have a lot of fun doing it.
This is the Molecular Saga Quark episode Mike edition. Theme song by Freddy Unreal. I almost said Threddy Unreal. Freddy Unreal and the Turnbucklers.
Of the Turnbucklers. The Turnbucklers didn't make the song.
Oh, of. Whoops. Of.
Yeah. Of the Turnbucklers. Hey, how's it going? It's my episode. If you heard the last episode, I cut my leg off to stop the pain. Chopped my leg off, and that was the end of it. So I don't have a leg, and that's fun. No offense to anyone who doesn't have a leg. I'm sure it was for any legitimate reason. Mine was just to distract me from
the episode, shoes,
and I know no one feels sorry for me. How you doing, Deepu?
I'm doing awesome, man. It's so much fun to share logical theories with you on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, lots of logical theories. Do you believe in, like, crystals and shit? I was on vacation. Not just that crystals exist, but that they have, like, powers. Do you believe in the crystal spaceship from the monologue?
No, I was about to, but then you gave up on the story.
I could do that for 20 minutes and not get unamused. Like, I know that the listener doesn't find it as amusing, but Michael himself, that's what the show is without someone here to stop me. That's the difference between these two episodes. Without someone here to stop me, I would do that for another 20 minutes and not get bored.
That's probably what J.R.R. Tolkien was probably like, too, you know, like in person. He was probably just like, and the hobbits are in the Shire.
So
and
Deepu,
there's a tall man in there.
Combined two. What did you say? Oh, no. I'm sorry. I misheard. You got the right amount of letters. I thought you threw an extra R in there.
I stuttered.
No. I think it was my mishearing. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I think he was a weird guy. I know he got in a lot of feuds. It was a day of feuds. But welcome to our literary analysis podcast. Jesus, what are you saying? I don't think I'm as good as J.R.R. Tolkien for making up nonsense that just amuses me to no end.
I agree with that.
It's the voice. it's the voice of doing the voice over and the over seriousness of it that makes me laugh for hours and hours. Like, if I'm here alone, I will like cry and like weep the fake wife and stuff. And you know, that to me is very funny.
Can we get a little snippet of the progeny of Craxelon being born?
Like just crying and stuff.
A little, like, you know, maybe like the cutting, the C-section of the alien species. You know, the squishy.
No,
of the bull,
no. Again, do you know what funny is? It's a big concern. You are funny, but it's seemingly your subjects are like, let's hear a C-section. Mike, why don't you do one of your famous C-section bits? I always love a uterus being sliced open. It's just one of the most pleasant things that people aren't. What are you doing?
Are you saying comedy has to be pleasant?
I'm saying that Whoa. Is its entire purpose. I know Whoa, not God. A lot of New York comedians understand that, but yeah, it does have to. It's actually one of the points of it is to make people laugh.
That theory is lost upon me, but all right, sure.
I was on vacation.
Oh, really?
What do you? Yeah. We took a break. There mm-hmm. was some, we preloaded a few episodes and I was on vacation. Social media and vacations, big thing. That's definitely like a big thing. I think I have the one vacation that no, you can tell me if I'm wrong, that no one would ever, like, there's no picture I could post and no, and there's a paradox in the telling of the vacation. There's no way for you to know whether I'm doing a bit or not because, but it is, I'm being genuine. This is what I did with my vacation. You ready?
Yep. Let's
do it. I went on a tour of different malls in the tri-state area.
Interesting. Interesting.
Right? There's no way to make someone feel jealous. There's no way for you to know, like, is this a joke? Like, is there a bit coming up? There's no way. There's no way for me to reassure you other than saying, like, that's genuinely what my vacation was.
I mean,
it was great.
Did you at least, like, was there a pool at one of these malls that you could relax in and have photos taken?
I'm not a pool guy.
Oh, I'm not OCD, right, yeah.
No, just I don't know what's fun about stagnant water. I don't know why that would be more fun than me, like, going and walking around or seeing malls. Like, why is that, why is that fun as compared to them in a mall too?
A summer vacation is a summer vacation, all right? And a summer vacation often has a pool. So
surely all the water has in a modern society, all the water is melted during the summer. The amusing thing would be to visit a pool in the winter.
You know, for some, I understand that completely. But tell me more about these malls that you visited. So you visited.
I visited a bunch. I visited a lot. It was
Staten
a lot
Island
of.
Staten Island Mall.
No, unfortunately, I have the dignity. I didn't go to Staten Island. No. I went like it's a place. I wanted to go to places that you wouldn't have heard of. You know, country driving and seeing malls. It was a lot of fun. I was not bringing this up to actually talk about malls. I wanted to see if you would believe me that was what I did.
Well, I didn't see any pictures of this, so no, I don't believe you.
What do you think of people posting vacation pictures? What's the point there?
You want to – well, for them, it may be a logging of their ventures.
No, you tell me if you want to – you sounded like you have a genuine opinion. Okay. Is that it? Logging of your adventures?
Yeah. I used to be angry about, oh my god, stop rubbing it in my face. You live this great life. You can save up and afford to fucking have.
That was why, by the way, I shared my vacation. I knew no one in the world would ever be jealous of my vacation.
It's a humble vacation.
Well, it's not meant to be humble, but I'm not, even the ability to have vacation is a privileged thing. I don't know if everyone realizes that.
Yeah, you picked a hell of a tour to go on.
It's awesome. It's great.
Good food? A lot of Chinese food?
I don't do that. It's not about that. It's okay, about seeing the mall. It's about seeing the mall. That's the fun thing of it, is seeing these giant structures. That's what's fun.
So, did you or did you not go to malls? I'm confused.
What I'm saying is there's no way to actually confirm whether I'm joking or whether it's a real thing. I'm telling you it's a real thing. If you don't want to believe me, there's almost no way for me to say it where you will or won't believe me. But yeah, I did.
So what's your stance on vacation photos on social media?
I think here's my thing. I don't know that I necessarily care where the photo comes from. I think a lot. I think a lot. What I notice is a lot of people want to make sure you know, like, it's a vacation. I, quite frankly, have never understood take a picture in front of XY monument. You know what I mean? You'd have to have some serious memory loss to see a picture of, to see a picture you own of the Leaning Tower of Pisa and be like, where had it? How did that get in there? Did I go to Italy?
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's not a great self-reminder because you likely do remember. But, I mean, for the lay person, you know, us superior beings may not want to do that with our millions of people checking on us and, you know, judging us for
having a photo. See, that's what I'm saying. I think that there's this weird attachment some people have to wanting to make sure it's vacation. Like, I'm not even talking. I just think a picture's a picture. I don't really, you know, like, it's just a picture. I think there's this weird thing with people where, like, why did you jump right to that where you're thinking about the implications of seeing you in a place and other people seeing it? You worry a lot about what people think of you. I'm noticing that.
I do. I'm very self-conscious about that.
Beyond, like, the idea of entertaining people, you worry, like, I think you worry a little too much. You can work on that. I don't think you got to worry about that. I don't think you're even on the edge. I think you're gonna know if someone doesn't like you. I don't think you need to suspect it. You know. Really? I tell you every week. I hope you know that I don't like you. I hope like if you don't get that, then maybe yeah, you need to be paranoid because I've said almost every week I don't enjoy anything you've ever done.
And that's fine. I don't care much for your level of approval. I don't really need.
See, that's what you need. You need to imagine everyone is me.
Oh God! Just everyone is just talking down to me.
Not talking down. Just telling you when you're
no,
wrong.
No, justifiably talking down. Justifiably talking me down. Talking down to me. Totally.
What did you do? You know, you had a break from me. You know, we can talk about this stuff. I don't think. Here's the thing. I don't think it's interesting in a podcast to be like. To be like that we, do, you know, that this is live coming to the air or current. I don't think currency is important. Not money. I think that's pretty important. It allows me to buy soap and DVDs. how current you are, up to dateness. What did you do with the time away from me?
I have a couple of things going on in terms of various ventures, so
no one wants to hear about what you're doing in the entertainment business. I meant, you know, you had a spare hour. Were you just working?
Yeah. I started writing a book a couple of weeks ago.
See, that's what I said I didn't care about. I don't – let me say this to everyone. No one cares about your book.
All right.
Not saying I won't read it. I'm not discouraging – people to be creative. Deepo, I'll absolutely read your book. I'll buy the first copy. Hope I get the first copy.
You know, it's kind of annoying that I do know that you will buy the first copy and you will read it. And
most people want to faff on and waste. Again, the best advice I ever got from my parents, don't waste your breath. I don't know why you're telling me about a book I'm going to have to read later.
That's fine. You asked me what I was doing with my fucking extra hour.
And I said, don't talk about your entertainment shit because no one finds that interesting. It's not relatable.
I'm going to write the next great American novel. Don't you hate it when people say that? The audacity of that statement? I go the opposite way. I say, I'm going to write
the
worst book I'm going to try to write, and we'll see how that goes.
So this is when I have a soliloquy towards the listeners. Deepu has asked me a question, and again, it's unanswerable, to tell him that I do hate that implies it's happened to me ever. At all that someone has said to me, I'm going to write the next great American novel. To answer no implies that I don't like it, which also implies that it's all ever happened to me and annoyed me.
That's never happened to you? You never hear people say that to your face?
Again, please help me. Take me out. Please, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, I am clearly stuck in the Matrix. Please, go to my little tube and get me out, because clearly I'm stuck in the Matrix and it's still running Vista or some shit. This is nuts. Okay, so nothing is the answer. I thought maybe you'd have some interesting stories of when I was away.
I got a hand job in a park.
Great. I want to continue to talk about the death thing we talked about on the last show.
Great.
And I want, here's the thing. If you mention death, you better be serious about it. There is, because if you're saying that when you talk about death on social media, or I'll just say media, how about that? It better be, oh, here, there it was. You know, it better be, I don't understand why it's not serious. That if you're saying, if you think that some deaths are okay to, you think there are funny deaths.
I think it's okay for an immature person to, you know, laugh at death from a distance. You know, if someone's dying right in front of them, yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying, I am not trying to control how people feel about death. I am not trying to control people's emotions and philosophies, quite frankly. I'm saying if you're going to write on social media that this death is kind of funny and for you to write about, and you're not sad all day, if you weren't genuinely sad and you just wanted to write about it because other people are writing about it, and you're sort of making light of this death, what's making light of a death? Writing about it and not being goddamn sad. That's making light of it. If you really are going to go with that philosophy, then you have to, then there cannot be other posts where you take this super seriously. When someone has died, they have died. Like, it is always serious. It is the most literal grave of matters. I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall every week on social media asking someone, like, hey, is this appropriate? Like, this person died and you're kind of trying to, I don't know what you're trying to do.
Get some likes out of it, maybe at his expense. Yeah.
I don't even want to say that. I don't know what the people are trying to do. It's very odd to me.
Well, I think there are certain extreme cases where talking about a certain celebrity's death is kind of like accepted. I'm not saying it's okay, but it's accepted, you know, by the general population.
To be a follower is not to be a leader, Deepu.
Yeah, I mean, the people who follow are
what
are not...
is popular is not always right, and what is right is not always popular. Lucky numbers, 17, 14, 3, and 8. Learn Chinese! Juro. Juro.
What does that mean?
Pork.
Great. Are you sure it does?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, I'll wait.
I'll go look it up.
Go look it up.
Is this Mandarin?
Yes.
Pork. Mandarin for pork. Z-H-U
is pronounced in a system you don't understand called Pinyin, which requires you to pronounce Z-H as a J.
How do I always surround myself with people that know these ridiculous things?
One of the things that is interesting about facts, Deepu, is if you learn them, you can say them, and then as you say them, you've said them, and they're correct.
But the fact,
lucky numbers, 12, 9, 8, and 4. Learn Chinese.
I literally stopped talking to my best friend because he literally...
Yo, roll. Beef. What?
I stopped talking to my childhood best friend because he had the same thing about him where he was constantly correcting my
allegations that I know stuff. That I don't like. I take what people say at their word. You know what I mean? Like, I rarely ever correct a fact, if you will. Like, if you listen to the show, if we're going to get into it, what I correct on people is their logic. Is I don't like, we can talk about this on social media because I think it's relevant. I don't like, if you have a belief that you're not confident in debating, this is my own original fortune cookie quote. There's no point in telling someone something if you're not going to listen to what they have to say about it.
I like that.
So if you're going to talk about something, then my assumption is, you know, I have plenty of things that you and I and nobody will ever talk about. Not because I have some dark past, but because I know I made up my mind. And I excuse myself from conversations. I don't feel rude about it. I just go, I'm not going to add anything to this. So I'm going to step away and play a game on my phone. Currently playing Angry Birds, the Star Wars version. It's
you know,
every,
that
it's
is that is a
so
cop
good.
Out. You know, you it, it, I think the the right thing for adults to do in many social situations is to just fucking throw something in there. You gotta just participate in the volley of language.
I actually disagree. I actually disagree. I think I think it is my way. Let me just say, it is my way. The best advice I ever got from my parents,
don't waste your breath.
Uh-huh. And so, for me, it is my way. My way is I don't speak to those people.
But what if it's you come off as standoffish?
I don't care.
Because I know
that conversation isn't worth my time. If that person can't live in a world
fucking ego.
If that person can't live in a world where I'm going to disagree with them and never change my mind, and that's an unpleasant way to have a conversation, well, then we're not going to have that. I don't believe in anything violent, so I'm not trying to start any revolutions. So, and there's no opinion I have that I would talk with you about that I wouldn't change.
So, I wish I could say the same thing. But, okay, so like, let's say you're at a gathering, high school reunion sort of situation.
Okay, I would never go to a high school reunion.
Yeah, I don't think anyone goes to those anymore.
Anyone within the sound of my voice, don't waste your finger calories. I'm not going. Don't text me. Don't type me. I'm not doing it. Why?
So, but let's say hypothetically you are at one. You're kidnapped.
Being kidnapped. Yeah.
Your friends really want to see you. Okay, so
they kidnap me. I'm waterboarded for a few hours pre-gaming.
Yeah, it's natty ice going down your throat.
I still feel like I'm drowning, but I'm a little buzzed.
Apparently, beer in the lungs gets you super fucked up, so it's kind of cool. It's a new discovery.
It's not new, but go on.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, it's not actually new.
So the membranes. I like that when I'm saying I'm not going to correct you. Now I want to lean hard into telling you why. But I want to get through your bit. Okay, so I'm at a high school reunion.
All right. So then
substitute whatever equivalent thing in your head. I've got one in my head. It doesn't have to be that. Yeah. So I'm at this function. We'll call it high school reunion for me.
Sure.
Yeah. Just to keep going.
All right. So you're at this event. You know some people, and a conversation springs up, and you are in a circle of people talking. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You can kind of tell there's a natural pattern taking place of, you know, everyone's chiming in at a certain rate, except for you. Okay, yeah. Because you have decided this.
I'm sorry. I can use in this example like something that I might talk about, but I can show you exactly how this goes. Like, let's say I don't talk about whether or not chocolate bacon is good. Which, by the way, is something I would talk about for hours and hours and hours if you ever meet me in person. But let's say I don't talk about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you play some other people in the conversation, and then somehow it starts into chocolate bacon.
Okay. I love going to brunch. It's my new favorite thing for adults.
I don't get the chance enough, but when I do, like on a Sunday, I'll go. Yeah.
Yeah, and then so I go to this place. And, you know, they usually just have –
What's your go-to brunch thing?
So I always
just you know, across the board. You don't have to go to somewhere special, just somewhere.
Yeah. My favorite brunch thing to get is like the basic breakfast menu. I don't get anything brunchy. I just get breakfast.
So you're not going for anything trendy for the most part. You're trying to get like eggs. Eggs Benedict, I know, is a big one at brunches, like these fancy egg things. You know, eggs on eggs on eggs. Is that you?
I don't do the eggs, Benny, but I do like, you know, big stack of pancakes, some, you know, eggs with chive on it.
I'm not making fun of you. That's low class for me in terms of a brunch. Like, I feel like I got to go a little bit higher than pancakes. Pancakes for me is you're drunk and you've put four in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you're supposed to eat pancakes. If anyone handed me an artisanal pancake, I'd be like, please, This is my small blade. I shall be your second and cut your head off in the art of seppuku.
No, you're right.
Take two sips of this plum wine, and I shall cut your head off. Like it's. There's no such thing as a classy pancake. You know, crepe gets close, but not really. Crepe is the classiest thing you can get at like Disney World or a ski mountain. Like, it's not that classy.
Oh my god, my mind is racing to try and make a pancake fancy in my brain right now.
It's hard.
Flower petals as a garnish.
Even that stuff. It's sort of like Gordon Ramsay's one of the only people that has turned something unfancy into fancy. He's got that beef Wellington, which is just a hamburger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a hamburger.
Well, it's in a pastry crust.
Right, pastry as opposed to bread. It's the same thing. But he managed to do it. It would be, you'd need to be very talented to make pancake, an American, or I guess, I don't know where they actually come from, because England has a pancake day. You never even got to your controversial topic. That's how Mike Fallick is the conversational Billy Kid. Pew, 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 pew. Already holstered before you can see stuff.
But your rival.
I know how to make conversation light. That's a skill I have.
Well, good
That's
luck trying to make the conversations on
so
social
yada,
media.
So, yada, yada, yada. Okay, yada, yada. I do it all the time. All I talk about is my ferret and video games. So, yada, yada, yada. And eventually you go, I'm at this special place, and go on. I saw where your path was going.
All right. What special place? The party?
No, where they make a certain type. Normally you get applewood bacon.
Oh, yeah, my favorite brunch. Okay, so, oh my God, yeah. Normally they have applewood bacon, but this past weekend, holy shit, they had chocolate-dipped bacon. It was insane.
And so someone else responds and is like, yeah, I love that. Here's me. Hey, guys, I'm just I don't feel like talking
about
this.
I'm gonna
grab a drink.
Wait, Mike, hold on. We're talking about chocolate bacon here. Why are you suddenly?
Okay, have a conversation about chocolate bacon, and I'm going to get a drink. So it's you and the other two people there.
First of all, there's nine of us. Why are you?
No. I'm already gone. I already said. I don't really want to talk about this. It's fine. You guys finish your conversation. I'm gonna go get a drink, and I'm off. I'm already like I'm saying that as I walk away, and I'm going to get a drink.
All right, so you're going. All right, I guess Mike, I'm gonna just have a conversation with the rest of us here about how weird that is.
I'm already gone.
That's fine. Okay.
So you gotta talk. You're now talking between each other.
Okay. Wow, that was super weird. I've never seen Mike react to anything like that before. He's always so involved in the conversation. And did you notice like how he was clearly trying to steer
away? Well, as a human being, I would hope that I, because I had social cues, would understand that this topic makes Mike uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it's chocolate bacon. I mean.
Yeah, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. People feel what they feel, don't they?
Okay, first of all.
Yeah, they kind of feel their emotions, and it's not up to us to judge what makes people uncomfortable.
Okay. Bob the Slob, I don't appreciate you cutting me off every half sentence.
Okay, fine.
You, of all people, should be obsessed with chocolate bacon and one.
Hey, you know, I don't like you calling me Bob the Slob. I'm going to go get a drink.
All right, well, I guess I'll just talk with Mindy Bobindi really quick about
The thing is, if people feel a certain way, yes, you don't have to be comfortable with everything. That's the joy. That's the joy of conversation, is that they don't like things. And I'm back, Deepu.
Oh,
and
God.
Now you're talking about the nature of conversations. And now you're talking about what is good conversation.
Man,
boom,
this,
Mike's
this,
back in there.
This party took a turn. How did this? I feel like my podcast kind of goes this way too. Everyone just tells me I'm wrong about stuff.
Well, maybe you should be respecting, you know, the idea of facts and sources.
Mindy, maybe you should quit smoking. How
you know what?
That?
I'm sort of uncomfortable when anyone talks about smoking. So I'm gonna go have a smoke, ironically.
Oh, boy.
So this isn't from smoking my voice. I was kicked in the neck by a mule. So thank you for bringing that up, because I don't like. So if you're talking about mules or smoking, when I get back from my new habit of smoking, which I've never done before, I'm just going to be outside smoking, thinking about my mule injury. Because mules are dangerous. And I want you all to take a button. It says, no mule is a safe mule.
Okay.
Before, and my other, you can take this button too,
right,
which
thanks.
Is before you approach it, mule over your choices. It's kind of funny. Okay. If you don't want, do you want your throat totally normal or lightly muled? That's just another joke. I'm sorry. I try to make light of these serious things that's happened to me, because I have been kicked by a mule many times.
It is remarkable how much this hypothetical dialogue exactly replicates every party I've ever been to. I enter a circle of people. I say the worst thing that alienates 1% at a time. I try and regroup and gain the others back, and I lose them one by one.
Well, but for me, I think the difference is, if you do that, I'm not going to hold it against you. I think the difference is some people aren't willing to admit their weakness, which is much better for you than saying, I'm going to sit here and be annoyed by this person. I have a blast at parties where I don't agree with anyone there because I don't take anything personally. I also am not offended that you chose to brought up chocolate bacon, which I think someone would be. You know, for me, I can come back to that conversation, and maybe you're onto something else, maybe you're not, and I have no problem waiting. There's no way any conversation you have lasts all night, and I'm not offended by the conversation lasting that long. I'm not going to have a harump. Can't believe they're not talking about the things I want to talk about. I'm an adult.
But how does it translate to social media? Because when you post something, it basically stays up there forever.
I'll tell you what it is. I block fucking anyone I don't enjoy. I think everyone should get block heavy. You don't like it? Block, unfollow, boom. I think I pull that trigger quicker than anyone.
Slippery slope, dog.
No, it's not. It is not. What is the disbenefit? You just, I don't enjoy this. Boom, you're done.
The unblocked party is now.
As long as you don't take it personally. No, I don't need them to change. I just don't enjoy it. I'm not trying to change anyone's opinion. I just, you know, that's it. You're blocked. That's fine. There's nothing taken personally. I'm just not interested.
All those opportunities for likes, comments, shares, gone. Forever. Listen, I
don't know if you know this, but I got a sweet ass booty. So I got all the likes in my donka donk donk. You can take that one, Nicki. Nicki Minaj, you can have it. I wrote it, but you can have it. You hear me? I know you're going to take it, but you can have it.
Okay, thank you very much, my father.
Wow, it is Nicki Minaj. I can't believe how good. She sort of has an easy voice to do.
I know. It's my voice is the easiest to replicate.
Who are you doing right now?
You're like a
bad Monty Python character.
I'm a whispering Southern Belle and back the
fuck just
off.
Like Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj sort of has an easy voice to do though. You can do Nicki. Come on, give it a shot. I don't think I have a great Nicki Minaj, but I think you could have gotten closer.
Okay, so based on what I know about Nicki Minaj, this is what I think she sounds like.
Nicki Minaj, which is coming out from, she's going to be a new Star Wars character. That's how they're bringing Mickey Mouse into the Star Wars universe.
They really make up Jedis and just throw them in there, don't they?
Slarth Bing Bong.
Oh God! Yeah,
I actually work for Disney. That's one of the things I'll tell people when I meet them. They just keep me in a closet. I'm there at a desk, and they walk in. Quick, we need a Jedi, and I go, Humphrey Wazawoo. And then they close the door. Humphrey Wazawoo, print it, book it, put it on the air.
He's got tentacle hair. It's done. It's done.
It's done. Tentacle hair, tentacle feet, all tentacles. The next one's called Star Wars 8: The Tentacles. All we do is we film close-ups of squids and composite them together.
All right, so what were we talking about?
It's me, J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Nicki Minaj voice. Here we go. So based on what I know, this is what I think she sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you just like the high-pitched kind of, not grating, but like sort of a buzzing kind of voice?
Yeah, sassy.
Let me get this straight. Okay, I'm Nicki Minaj. I feel like maybe she's got a lisp. I don't know. She doesn't say her J's. No, that she has to say her J's. Well, maybe that's why her name is spelled Minaj and said Minaj. What are some J words? And I'll say them as Nicki Minaj.
Jurassic.
I'm going to go see Jurassic Park. It's fun.
Jumbled. The word jumbled. Not a great word.
I want to get buzzier. Jumbled.
Jumbled.
Just give me. All right, we're not doing the voice anymore because I don't really like it. Just tell me J words and I want to say them that way. Let me say them. This is like that. This is like that pronouncing thing. So you say the words and I'll just say them as in Nicki Minaj pronunciation.
All right, juniper berry.
Juniper berry.
Jamiroquai.
No, I think you got to use. See, you always do this. You try to go hyper. Just give me normal words. I guarantee you it'll be funny.
Jetro.
Again, just choose a normal fucking word.
I ran out of J's. I got nothing.
The only three J words you know, I want to run this by you, are juniper berry, Jamiroquai, and Jetro.
Yeah. The wholesale store.
I could just do that. I could have just done that bit by myself.
You're better off. You're better off.
Jam. Jam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Really funny. Really funny.
It is funny.
Funny you, J word, Mike.
Jogging. Jogging.
Okay, that was pretty funny.
See, I told you the bit works.
I never heard of that word before. I like that word.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
Jeans. Jeans.
Jump rope.
Jump rope.
S-C-J-U-M-P rope.
Jump rope.
Okay.
All right. You have anything else to say about social media before we go?
Well, it's your episode. I mean, do
it's
you want me to say something?
It's your episode. I don't care.
I mean, a little tease for next week.
Okay, a little tease.
Next time on
I'm doing the tease music.
Next week on Go to Hell Podcast.
No, this is more of like a burlesque thing.
I have a theory about young boys and how they look at me.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Deepu, you obviously don't think I'm going to let you put at the end of my episode, I have a theory about young boys.
Hold on, I'm fanning my tits right now. Hold on.
Right, you've got the feather, you've got the feather thing in front of your breath.
Yep.
What, no. Do not say young. Don't say, no.
It's about
if you say,
and not young boys.
Don't say, if you say young boys again on the show, I quit. Just letting you know that. What's your problem with emojis? I want an actual tease.
I think they're making us dumber.
Oh no, we've been dumb long before emojis. You need to start paying attention.
All right, well,
do you know there's a cow on the front of Elmer's Glue?
All right, this has been a great episode. Great
episode, they sell boiled cow ankles, and they put a smiling cow on the front of their product, Deepu.
Yeah, it's a real shame. But I think there's a deeper thing going on.
No, man. People said the same thing. I'll squash this now so you think of a better theory. People said the same thing about when we started abbreviating words, when we started saying sup instead of what is up. And even when we started saying what is up, there's people that get offended that you don't say hello, that what is up is not a real greeting. It doesn't make any sense grammatically. Mm-hmm. There's people that have said this for years that, oh, when the British discovered that the Americans were speaking English wrongly, they made fun of us. It's a class thing. You're upset that people speak English different than the rich people, that we don't do things properly. Language never makes people stupid. There's plenty of dyslexic people who are the smartest people on the planet.
Oh, well, these are nice. These are all very fine attempts at trying to take down my theory. But you'll have to tune in next week to hear my full and completely logical rebuttal.